in the course of the week, I've been working on three of the aspects, three of the six tenaim of the bais. And the Rambam's list, beginning of the sixth parak, four tenaim of the dira and six tenaim of structure. So this week we've been looking at three of those six tenaim: size, roof, and doors. So let's take a look at these one by one. So Sif Yud Gimel focuses on the question of Dalel. That, as you saw, the Makar is actually a sugya in Sukkah, a Braisa in Sukkah, going back to last year's Limud. A Braisa that pulls together many different areas of Halacha, all of which access the Chal Hashem of Bais. And the Braisa teaches us that one, whether it's Mezuzah or Makkah, or it's a Tosas talks about Pesach Beis Avia for Naram Arasa, all the many different Dinim Daraisa and Dinim Drabanan that involve the concept of a bias. So part of the definition of a bias, B'chol HaTorah Kula, or Kimat B'chol HaTorah Kula, the Braisa teaches us is there has to be Dalid al Dalid. And Barosham is Mezuzah. So if the bias is Papas Midal al Dalid, you're not going to be Chayiv in Mezuzah. And that's quoted here in the Shulchan Aruch, Se'if Yud Gimel, Bayi She'ein Bo Dal Ramas, Al Dal Ramas is Patur. So I have a shed, and it's 3 amas by 3 amas, okay, so I'm Patur. I have a shed, it's 3 amas by 5 amas, Patur. And Yesh Bo Kedei L'Rabeya, Dalad Amos, Al Dalad Amos, B'Shaveh, if you could be Mirabeya 4 by 4 Amos, evenly, I could square off 4 by 4 Amos, Afa Pisha Orko Yesa Rachbo, even though it's a rectangle, the length is greater than the width, or it's some other shape, it's Ogul or Baal Hezavios, it's a circular room, it's a pentagonal room, then you are Chayiv. And the Herav put the Maramakomas here, so that's a Rambam. And that is true, it is a Rambam. More or less, the question is, what exactly does Rambam mean? No, I mean, take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam in his list of the 10 to 9, number one, is the question of size. Number one is it has to be Dalad. So the very next halakha, Paragraph Alachadez, is the up to questions of size. Even though it's some other shape, then you're chayiv. Even though it's some other shape, Rambam says, even though it's round or a pentagon, certainly if it's a rectangle, ain't tarchel omer. If it's arkiyas arachbo, arkiyas arachbo is a rectangle. So since it could, yeshbo kedei l'rabeya dalad al dalad, chayiv b'mezuzah. The question is what exactly did Rambam say? So you look at the Rosh, as we've seen so many issues in Hilchos Mezuzah, Machlokas Rosh and Rambam, so here the Rosh paskins that this too is a Machlokas Rosh and Rambam. The Rosh says that I disagree with the Rambam. Rosh says I disagree with the Rambam over what issue? The question is, when you say you need Dalal al-Dalal, is that only a question of shape? The only question, excuse me, let me say that again. When you say you need Dalal al-Dalal, is it only a question of size? Or does it all also have to do with shape, somewhat? Or what do I mean? The minimal way of thinking about this is all it means is a 4 by 4 is 16 square amas. So you need an area, you need a floor space of 16 square amas. So whether it's 4 by 4 or it's 2 by 8 or whatever it is. So let's say this is a 4 by 4. It's the 2 by 8, so both are 16 square amas.
That's right.
So everyone agrees if it's 3 by 3, you're potter. Everyone agrees even if it's 3 by 5, you're potter. Because 3 by 5 is only 15. That's less than 16 square amas, less than 4 by 4. So the Rosh understood that that's what the Rambam meant. The Rosh understood that all the Rambam requires is that you have an area of 4 by 4 amas. And the Rosh says, but I disagree. It's not enough that the area is 4x4 amas, you have to be able to inscribe, you need shape in a sense also. Not that it has to be a square shape, but it has to, the space has to be set up so that I could fit a square of 4 amas inside it. If it's a circle, I have to be able to inscribe a square of 4x4, which I'll for the non-mathematical, I'll spare you, but obviously it means the diameter has to be 4 times the square of 2, which the area of that circle obviously is significantly bigger than 16 square amas, because you see this square is right 16 square amas, and you have all these extra bits on the side, right? So the Rush says, this is Chayim, but this is Pater. 8 by 12, rectangle. There's nothing to talk about. You can't, obviously you can't fit a 4 by 4 square in there. So the Rosh is much more makel. The Rosh says the only time you're chayiv, the only time it's dalid is not only that it's not enough that it has an area of 16 square amas, but you have to be able to fit a 4x4 square within that shape. So that's this will often be significantly larger. He says, but the Rambam disagrees. But I disagree with the Rambam. Now the Taz disagrees with the Rosh. Ironically. The Taz says the Rambam actually agrees with the Rush. The Rush says, again, the Rush says you need size and shape. You need size and the layout of the space. You have to be able to describe a 4x4. That's what the Rush says. Now the Rush thinks that the Rambam is on the other side of the picture. Right. Rush thinks the Rambam would hold it, even if it looks like this. It's the same. It's a certain, somewhat smaller circle, a smaller rectangle, also chayiv. But the Taz says, no, actually the Rambam agrees with the Rush. Everyone is makel. Everyone has this stricter definition of what constitutes a dalal dalal. That it has to, you have to actually have to inscribe a dal-dal square within. The Taz says it briefly on the side. You don't often see Hagos Hataz. I'm not sure what the history of this actually is. But he must have written this after, it must be notes that he wrote after he already wrote the official Taz on Yoredeya. He writes in the margin here, because the Shulchan Aruch quotes the language of the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch quotes the language of the Rambam. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rush, who says, the Rush and the Rambam disagree, and Beis Yosef says, and we pass him like the Rambam. Says, the only one who's taking on the Rambam is the Rush, so we pass him like the Rambam. Take a look at the Shach, actually. Shach writes in Sivkot and Chagimu, Das HaRosh, Chavukor, the Rambam, or Das HaRosh, is your only Chayiv, if it's Meruba Dal Amas. Not that it has to actually be a square, but at least whatever shape it is, you could fit a square inside of it. That larger definition. Ufisha calls the Beis Yosef Nakti and Karambam. Shach says, well, the Beis Yosef wrote his Beis Yosef on the tour. Vishapas, the Rambam, why? The Lopogle El Rosh. The Rosh only disagrees with the Rambam. That's why the Machaber here just quotes the Rambam. Lahachmer. And the Shach says, well, that's not so much. There are other Rishonim who agree with the Rosh. So the Shach is very tilted towards the makel position. They have to actually be able to describe a square within the shape. Why? Because, well, the Rebbe Yerucham also is like the Rush. The Taz goes a step further. He says, not only Rebbe Yerucham holds like the Rush, the Rambam holds like the Rush. Because he says, I don't think I disagree with the Rush and Beis Yosef over how to read the Rambam. Right? The Rambam's language is Kedei L'Rabbeah. What does that mean? Does that mean just to multiply length and width and figure out the area? Or does that mean to be able to square off or square in? So the Taz writes here, comment on the language of the Shulchan Aruch, which again is a quote from the Rambam, Perish, the Taz writes, Gadol kol kach yuchal la'asos bo ribua mamish, orko karach wadal dal. The language of the Machaber, the language of the Rambam, means you could fit a square within it. Beis Yosef l'pirishkein, Beis Yosef didn't write that, because nimshach achar avonot harosh b'divei Rambam. That's because he was following the Rush's understand the Rambam, and therefore rejected the Rush's own Shita, ironically. Taz says, but I don't think that's, all due respect, because I disagree with the Rush and the Beis Yosef or how to read the Rambam. I think the Rambam agrees with the Rosh Hashita, meaning that both the Rosh and the Rambam hold that it has to be the large. You require the larger version. You can actually fit a square inside. And you're right. V'shas oski ba'arachayim hilchusukas achitzichisu lecharish davrzeh v'sham he'arachti bazeh. I came up with this when I was working through Hilchos Sukkah, and I was ma'arech in the Taz in Hilchos Sukkah, and that is absolutely correct. It's not a brief Taz, a beautiful, it's certainly not brief. Here it's very brief, this is just, he's been ma'amakam, hulanum. Which I guess means that he wrote the Taz in Arachayim after he'd written the Taz in Yerodea. That's what it means. And so this is sort of a later note, he wrote the Taz in Yerodea, he wrote a later note, by the way, there was a Hashmatzus Miluin in Arachayim. When I worked in Arachayim subsequently, I came up with this. So take a look there, Ti Mashlim, but doesn't appear here. So we have the Rush holds is Mako, that you need the larger, you only have the larger version. Ben Shachwa is Meiruchim, and Machok is what the Rambam holds. Rav Shechter assumes like the Rush, and the Taz is Rambam, that you're only chayv if you could fit the box within. So this comes up, okay. which means if you look at a narrow room, if you look
like the Taz,
like the Rush, however you want to, I mean the Shach also, Shach seems like he's really tilting to the Rush because you know, the Rush made Ruchim, and then the Taz thinks even the Rambam said it. Certainly that's how you should pass. So this comes. What does this mean? So then, what it means? You have that shed out back. So you may only need to make one measurement. So pater it, because you should just measure the. Let's say it's a rectangular shed. Measure the narrower dimension. If the narrow way is less than dalad, I don't care how long it is. You can't fit a square of dalad inside. Good. Now, so then let's think about that. Then the second question is, what exactly are you measuring? From where to where? Let's say you look at, and you recognize by this, look at this room. This room happens to be big enough to fit dalad dalad easily. But just look at the shape of this room. See, those corners are cut out. This piece sticking in. So I would need to be able to fit a square within those limitations. So if you have a regularly shaped room, this is a very regularly shaped room. So because if we're going to follow the Rush and the Taz is the Shach Meiruchim, the Taz is Rambam, they need to be either from this inner point to that wall has to be 4 amos, or else I have to say that from here to there has to be 4 amos. So I have to be able to scrunch that square within. Now, the question is, here we're just looking at walls, but the second question after what does Dal Dal mean is in terms of where you measure. So let's say in Rav Shechter and other posts can also assume. See, the question, let's say you're in a kitchen or you're in a laundry room. So there are a lot of pieces and stuff. It's not an empty room. You have furniture. So furniture, we assume you have a couch, you have a dining table. That is not the mite. And you say, well, I can't fit I have a dining room and I have a dining room table down the middle. So I can't fit, you know, dollar either side of the table. No, the table is mitzvah. The table is a piece of furniture that moves. But on the other extreme, let's say you have counters in a kitchen. So that we assume is the mite. You're not including counter space in your dalad. It gets a little dicier when you're looking at, let's say, things that are somewhat installed. So I think many posts are machalic, let's say, between a large appliance that's plugged in versus something that actually has pipes attached to the wall. So let's say, I think many would assume that the refrigerator, if it's not a built-in item, I mean, it stays in place, you don't normally move it, but it's just plugged in, you could wheel it out if you want to, that the space of the refrigerator should be included in the cheshbon. But if you have, let's say, a gas oven, even in an apartment, maybe it's not built in, but the gas oven there and it's directly attached to the gas line, or you have a washer dryer attached to the gas line often, or attached to the water line, so that already is kavua enough that does not count as floor space. And that's the mite. So that means that a laundry room is often going to be putcher because you have your washer dryer sticking out. You're trying to fit a box not including the washer dryer space, or kitchen in the heights, along a narrow space, if you're not going to include counter space, you're just going from the edges, you know, to look at floor space, and you're taking the approach of the Rush, and according to the Taz Rambam, so you're going to be able to need to fit a box of 4x4 onto the floor space. That's rarely going to happen. Take questions a moment, because first, this take now brings us to point number three. Because once you assume, if you're going to assume like the Rush, and you're going to recognize that you need to fit that box in, not just from wall to wall, but you're not including counter space and so on and so forth, this is going to come up with some regularity. In different types of construction, obviously, are different. So that brings the question, so one second. So you have your, before we started by talking about a shed. I have a shed in the backyard, and it's 3 amas by 5 amas, definitely pater from mezuzah. It's 3 amas by 7 amas, well, according to the Beis Yosef's and Rush's Rambam, it's chayiv, 21 square amas. But according to the Rush himself, and according to the Taz's Rambam, and according to Yeruchim, so it's very nice, it's 21 square amas, but you can't fit a box of 4x4 inside a rectangle 3x7, pater, good. But let's say I have a 3x5 or 3x7 kitchen. Say, well, same thing. Or is it? Or is it? Exactly. So two things happen. There's the Chamuda Daniel on the one hand, and the Reb Kiva Eger on the other hand. This is one of the famous celebrated Machlokas Achronim that maybe you've heard, and now let's actually dig in. So Pesach Tshuva quotes the Chamuda Daniel. Pesach Tshuva in Sivkat Yid Aleph. He has the Ksav Yad of a Sefer called Chamuda Daniel. Well, it depends. It's not always true that Pachas Midalad al Dalad is Pater from Mezuzah. It's only like a regular room. But if you have a sort of space where it's normal, like you have closets, he says, you have a big house, and then there are smaller rooms where you put Chafotzim, bear in mind, any of our houses would have more than qualified as a bayis gadol from the perspective of Chamuda Daniel. If a bayis gadol would be yesh bo chadus, you can afford the luxury of having closets or pantries. Your closets are chayav mezuzah. Closets are chayav mezuzah. Where'd that go in? Why are they closets chayav mezuzah? Since what? Our closets not subject to the rules of Hilchos Mezuzah? So the answer is yes. The Chamuda Daniel appears to be lined up. Chamuda Daniel appears to be lined up with the Rush, not the Rush we just talked about now, the Rush we spoke about some time ago. Machlokes the Rush of Menei Manoach, how you make sense of Shaarei Chatzeres. If there is a din, as we're about to see, in Sif Yudalid, that the house that you have to have a roof in order to be Chayav Mezuzah. What do you do with the Gemara of Shaarei Chatzeres? The price of Shaarei Chatzeres. This we already discussed. We return to it again. So the Rush and Manoach each gave their own answer. They and Manoach gave the answer that aligns with the approach to the Ram and the Rif. Well, the Chatzer is in Chayav Mezuzah, but the Shaarei Chatzer is Chayav because the Pesach HaMeidi Lidei, the bias within. Well, the Rush said, no, the Chatzer is Chayav because it's normal for a Chatzer not to have a roof. It's abnormal for your living room not to have a roof, for your dining room not to have a roof, for your bedroom not to have a roof, so that's a problem. But if it's normal for a chatzer to not have a roof, so that's standard chatzer, so then rooflessness is not a problem. In other words, the need for roof is not absolute. It depends on the situation. It depends on what's normal in your society for that type of room. Oh, so what the and it should be noted that the Pesachei Tshuva in Sifkat Yud Gimel quotes two Achronim, not the most well-known, the Harat Tshuva's Harat Carmel, the Tshuva's Arbitrary Evan, both of them in the midst of a larger conversation, both assume like that Rush. Well, if it's normal not to have this type of room, normal not to have a roof, so then you're chayav with that. So that appears to be the approach of Chamuni Daniel, but instead of applying that concept to the structural requirement of a roof, he's applying it to the other structural requirement of a bias, which is Dal al Dalet. The point Daniel is saying, the need for Dal al Dalet is, if it's abnormal to have a bedroom less than Dal al Dalet, so then Pachad Dal al Dalet is Pachad. But if it's normal to have a walk-in closet of less than Dal al Dalet, the Cheder Katal Yashem Chafatzam, so then the fact that it's Pachad Dal al Dalet does not make it Pachad. The Chamur Daniel holds, if you have a room in your house, and that sort of room is normal to be less than Dal al Dalet in your context, in your society. For instance, you live in Washington Heights, and loads, most of the kitchen is Yosef Yesemi Dal al Dalet. It's not just Washington Heights, in many, many, many apartment communities. It's a rather large apartment kitchen if it's Yosef Dal al Dalet, especially consider the fact that it needs to be. And you're not including counter space. And if there's a peninsula or an island, that doesn't count either. And mainly, if you just want 16 square meters, is one thing. Trying to fit a box of 4x4, that's not stop. Sometimes you have to even look at home kitchens. Not so pasha that was going to fit. Chamur Daniel says, yeah, but that's normal as pocket with al dal, and therefore, it's chayiv. Just like the Rush said, it's normal that a chatzar has no roof, so the chatzar is chayiv despite rooflessness. Chamur Daniel says it's normal that the kitchen in the Heights, the kitchen, the apartment kitchen has no dal al dalet. So then it is chayiv, and you have a mezuzah going into your kitchen. That's the approach of the Chamur Daniel, or a walk-in closet. Walk-in closets are a common feature of many northeastern United States homes in northeastern United States. A walk-in closet which is dal al dalet, that's not quite as common. That's quite a luxurious walk-in closet. Especially bear in mind, you need to have free space at least to the height of 10 tefachim. If there are shelves which are higher than 10 tefachim, they're not the mind. If you have a shelf which is below 3 feet, it sticks out, so then you're not going to include that space in your cheshbon of dal al dalet. So a walk-in closet which is dal al dalet, that's a gezunta walk-in closet. Most walk-in closets are less. So if you have a typical, this is b'mazmer, you have a non-walk-in closet, and you have a closet, a standard closet, you just reach in to take things out. The bar is within a foot or two of the doorway, so that's not a that's for sure pater, because that's not a Pesach ha'asui l'knisa v'yitzia. If you don't go in Rosh HaVerubo on a regular basis, it's clearly pater. You have a walk-in closet, which you do, you enter Rosh HaVerubo, your entire body probably, to get things on a semi-regular basis, a week, every 2 weeks, something like that. So Chamur Daniel says, look, you're chayiv. It's less than dal al dalet. That's normal for a walk-in closet. It's less than dal al dalet. A living room which is less than dal al dalet, that's odd. Walk-in closet, normal. That's the approach of the Chamur Daniel. Rabbi Akiva Eger has a double chiddush. The first point he makes is he disagrees with Chamur Daniel, which aligns with Rabbeinu Manoach, right? Because again, Rabbeinu Manoach rejected the Rosh's chiddush. Rabbeinu Manoach had his own chiddush, the Rambam's chiddush of Pesach HaMeili Day. He rejects the Rosh's idea that the need for a roof is contingent. No, it's after Rabbeinu Manoach held it's absolute. Rabbi Akiva Eger also assumes this is absolute. He says the walk-in closet is not chayiv in mezuzah. Now, Moshe Feinstein stops there. It is a walk-in closet, not chayiv in mezuzah. We reject the Chamur Daniel, and therefore there's no mezuzah in the doorway. Seems simple enough. Rabbi Akiva Eger, though, goes a step further. He says, well, the closet, the walk-in closet is pater. The kitchen, the narrow kitchen is pater. However, Rabbi Akiva Eger says, it doesn't mean you're not going to put up mezuzah in the doorway. Because he says, well, it's a door, it's a two-way doorway. It's a door into a kitchen. It's also a doorway out of the kitchen into the dining room, whatever is that room is. You have a walk-in closet master bedroom. So Kidaker says, well, that's a doorway from the bedroom to the closet. And it's also a door from the closet to the bedroom. Right? So he says, well, the closet is pater. So we would have said, one second, we already learned Reish Peites. The closet is a dead-end room. The kitchen, a narrow apartment kitchen, usually is a dead end room. So of course we know the orientation of that doorway is a kol haknisa. The rule number two, a kol haknisa, is going into the. Of course the orientation is knisa into the kitchen. It's a knisa into the walk-in closet. What's primary key? The Eger says no. We're going to look at this as a doorway into the bedroom. Then you have a mezuzah on the right side going into the bedroom. what we would call a mezuzah on the left side, as you're looking into the Father. So how is that shayach? So it's clear, it's a kala knisa.
So you would agree with the Chamini Daniel that at the end of the day you would have a mezuzah just on the other side.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why there are three options. When you have a walk-in closet or a small kitchen, three options of halacha. Mezuzah on the right, mezuzah on the left, or neither. Mezuzah on the right means you're following Chamini Daniel that this room is chayav despite its small size and narrowness. But Moshe Fein says, no, we don't ignore the small size and therefore it's pater. Rabbi Kiyoda says, we don't want to ignore the small size and therefore that room is pater, but now we're going to have a mezuzah going out into the outer room, which is chayav. Aye, but again, but how do you make sense of that? But it's clear the kol haknisa is going in. So what Rabbi Kiyoda appears to hold, I think this is the way the Chazanish talks about this. Rabbi Kiveger himself, right? The Chaznish debates Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger says, well, here's the thing. It's true that when we had our hierarchy of five principles, five rules of how five criteria in Reish Pei Tes to determine right and left, he said rule number two is Kol HaKnisa. But Rabbi Kiveger doesn't use this terminology, but using that terminology, look back at Kiveger, what he appears to be saying is that you're right. But here, rule number one is also in play. And therefore, rule number one trumps. What is rule number one? Well, the front door, like Avir Levites, that's always, that's rule number one, for outside, inside. Kiveger says, if the room is less than Dalal Dalad, not only is it Potter, it's not a room. It's not that, it's a Dira Sheinah Shal Kavod, it's a Dira's Kodesh, it's not a room, it's Chaser the Shein Bias. It's not that it's a bias, but doesn't have proper view. That's not a bias. We're going back to how we began. The Brisa says, B'chol Tar Kula, this is not called a bias. She says, oh, so that means the closet is like Avir. The closet is like the great outdoors. We don't get fresh air. But that's made Avir, the doorway between the walk-in closet and the bedroom, that's made Avir Labayas. So we say, well, room number one, it's not a doorway between two rooms where you can clear, do we look at it as going into room A, room B? There aren't room A and room B. There's only room B. That's not a room. The closet is not a bias. So
then it shouldn't have Shema Pesach.
Well, let's say I have a front door of the house. That's a doorway between Avir and Bias. Why is it obvious that the mezuzah is on the right side going into the house? Because the other way is not a Pesach into a Bias. It's a Pesach into the great outdoors. Kiveger says, it's not the great outdoors literally, but Al Pidin it is. It's a great indoors. But it's a non-great outdoors. It's not a head bias. It's a door between a bias and a non-bias. It says, that's rule number one. The bias and non-bias is always going into biases. There aren't two options. Once you're inside, now we're talking about the door between bias A and bias B. So now we can talk about Kol HaKnisa and Rav HaKnisa and Eker Tashmish and Eker Tzir, whatever order you want to structure them that we discussed. But rule number one is that all that only starts once between two batim. Gideon says, not between two batim. So in Mela, we see this as a doorway into the bedroom. You'd have to get to the closet somehow first. That's why it's not Kol HaKnisa into the bedroom. This is better than that. It's me Avril Abayis into the bedroom. Rule number one. That's what Ricky Davier says. So the Pesach Katan, the Cheder Katan is Nidon Ka'avir. Ki'u Yotze Pesach Zulushu. It's like a front door of the house. So the male said, that's why, that's again, as I said before, according to Chamur Neil, you're chayiv on the right side, according to Moshe Feinstein, you're... I think the common practice is to follow the Kiveger. At least to follow the Kiveger L'chomer. In other words, we don't accept the Chamur Daniel, so we generally do put up left-hand mezuzahs. And now my apartment height in 495, we had more left-hand mezuzahs than right-hand mezuzahs because the kitchen was long and narrow, especially once you knocked at the counter. The counter didn't go the whole way, but it doesn't matter. If they go part of the way, they already doesn't allow you to build a box. We had a walk-in pantry and one or two walk-in closets. And then a lot of the normal doorways were missing, we'll get into Reish Pei Zayin, were missing patsimim. So a lot of the normal doorways were not chayav mezuzah whatsoever. And then there were a whole bunch of of mezuzah, left-handed mezuzah. I think we had one more left-handed mezuzah than right-handed mezuzah. So Rabbi Neuber often says that if you have, you already have mezuzahs, and some are more, you show them to a sofer, some are more mehudar than others, so it makes sense to, cards are all kosher, but some are more mehudar, some less mehudar, so it makes sense to put less mehudar ones in the Rukid Eger position. Because look, according to many posts, they're not chayiv at all. So we're machmir Rukid Eger, but you can at least afford to put the less mehudar ones there, put the more mehudar ones in the places which are more vaday chayiv. And it should just be noted, one more point. One of the issues the Chazan Ish raises is, Kedar, what do you mean? Sorry, because on Patra I look at it as mezuzah that go the other way, so why not say every bathroom also? The bathroom is not chayiv because that's a tinofes. Bathroom is not chayiv because it's a dira she'en shel kavod, right? So good, but the bathroom, let's say the bathroom goes into the bedroom. Let's say you have a master bathroom. So why not have a mezuzah going into the bedroom? Same as the master. I have side by side a walk-in closet and the master walk-in closet and a master
can't
bathroom.
See the bathroom.
Well,
I feel like mezuzah can't see the bathroom. I mean, according to him, if you had something disgusting outside that happens, like you couldn't have mezuzah.
Yeah, but let's say I had the mezuzah on the other side of the door or something like that. But the answer is it's not just because that room is putter. It's because that room is not a bias. The Pachnut Dal Dal is not a bias at all. The bathroom is a perfectly good bias. It just happens to be the Dira is Dira Shana Shal Kavan. Oh, so that's, I think, as Chazish says that. Well, how about if the bathroom is also Pachnut Dal Dal? So then maybe I should say, so that I don't have a good terrace for. Lemaisa, we are Machavuki Vega, I believe it's common practice. And no one puts up mezuzahs going out of a pocket in the Dal Dal bathroom into some other room. That for sure. It may be a Tinofas issue, that a Marvin's reason, it could be. It could be, but that Lemasa is, I think, what is generally recommended. Yeah.
To clarify, you wouldn't make a bracha l'chatchila on a...
If you only put up a Rukhi Vegan mezuzah, you would not make a bracha on that. It is a suffix. Now, we would try, as we discussed the time, try to put up mezuzahs at a time. And that's not, even though you might be more excited about your Rukiv Eger mezuzah than the other, because it's geschmack, but you're not going to, and there's chavivas there, but you wouldn't make your bracha there. You would first put up the mezuzah going into from the hallway to the bedroom, which is vadai, and then afterwards you put up mezuzah going from the walk closet into the bedroom.
Are there any rooms, there are all the rooms that, like, any kind of closet that you'd have Rosh and Meruah? Kind of like...
Right, the actual walk-in. That's your walk-in closet. Although if it's not Pesach, it's like Mitzvah, you're just sticking your arm. That's not Chayav at all. Yeah.
Going back a little bit, we talked about the different traditions of the Rambam. Mm-hmm. Whether you need the square or whether just that area. Does that apply, as the Taz assumes it does, to Sukkah as well, or do we assume those two are separate?
I think it's assumed by there as well, yeah.
But what's the name of phrase down in what's called in Hilchos Tumas Tzaras that says that
if I remember correctly, Tumas Saras has added a requirement. Tumas Saras needs this particular shape, literally shape also.
Yeah,
that's the sugya later in the Sukkah Suya Kekivsha and Tavchas. That's by Sukkah, and we assume by Mezuzah also, you don't actually need a particular shape. It doesn't have to be square or rectangular. It just needs, at most, either just mean the area, or needs the area and it large enough to fit a square. I believe by Tumas Saras you actually require, I think it's in the Shnayas, in the gun. If you have, no matter how large it is, you have a round house, it's not, yeah, that's basically the Zeres HaKasa of the Pesuk, and there you actually needs to be a particular shape.
We're not machmir for l'rabea, l'dara, l'dara, l'dara. We pass, we have to have exactly l'dara, l'dara. We're not machmir for any room that could be 4x4.
Correct. We're makel that, unless you could inscribe a square 4x4 within the room, you're
pop. We're not machmir.
Right. Which means that the Rekiv Eger situation will come up even more frequently.
Right.
Because there are more rooms that you're going to classify as Pachas Midal Adal.
We wouldn't even say the Sofna Chazi Chanusaniel or the Chumah?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, again, different posts are different. I heard from a sheikh and other posts in Yeshiva is we're very comfortable with the Rosh and the Taz's Rambam, and we're very comfortable with the Rosh and the Taz's Rambam in terms of how you define Dalai Lama, and with Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Chazanish and the aligned with Rabbi Manoach in terms of the need for what's it called is absolute. The need for Dal, the need for roof. It comes up on the Eretz Yisrael all the time. Every single Mir Pesach has this issue. Because the Mir Psa'ot in religious neighborhoods are by design unroofed. So that way you could build a sukkah there. Which means that the other 50 some odd weeks a year, there's no roof whatsoever. So that's a big machlokes hapeskim. Which way do you have the mezuzah? At the doorway between, let's say, the dining room and the repasset. So do you say, it's often the repasset is also part of the dal. It certainly won't be dal as wide, but regardless, it's roofless. So it has an ish, right? No, we pass in like the Rebbe Rudolf Mikra din, the reason why Shara Chatzar is chayz because maybe day. But the unroofed area is absolutely putter, and then right, you can clash, we hold like Rebbe Rukki Vager, and this is going in, into the dining room. Or I should say no. I should follow the rush and say tzai. Yeah, so that's a big machlok saposkin. I think different communities have different approaches based on which posting you follow. Yeah.
In terms of when we talk about the different level of Hidur Mezuzahs for the cases that are we only do L'chomra, how would we rank this suffix with the acre versus the round doors? Where would you put your least Hidur Mezuzahs first?
It's ironic because Rabbi Akiva Eger himself, I think, has a rule that, well, if the Mechel is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, then we have to take it more seriously in terms of Safek and Bracha and so on and so forth. Well, his own Shita doesn't make the page Shulchan Aruch either way. In other words, not, Shulchan Aruch didn't adjudicate it. I'm not sure. You're saying I have a walk-in closet in the master bedroom, and I have the doorway between the living room and dining room.
Right.
The door between the living room and dining room, two lovely rooms, but there's no door. Right? And that's Siv Tetzvav. That's the Rambam's read in the Gemara Daf Lam Gimel. And the Rambam read the Gemara with Rav Nachman Reish Galusa as telling us that with no door, that you're not chayimless as a door, in which case Rambam would hold the living room and dining room, there's no need for mezuzah. Imagine being in the Rambam's house. I don't know what the Rambam's house looked like. But if Rambam lived in one of our homes with an open doorway between living room and dining room, he would have no mezuzah whatsoever. Rambam would have very few mezuzahs in our homes. Very few. Very few. Very few. Only you have to have mamash at the door. We'll see when we get Mitzvah Shem to Reish Pei Zayin. The Rambam also, Rambam holds Orly once pointed out to me, by Mayor Orly, I think, or Eitan Orly, one of those brothers. The Rambam holds they need the door deluxe. There are multiple issues that where the Rambam holds you need more hardware on your doorway than the Rush does. The first one coming across right here, Rambam holds you have to have a door. Rambam also Reish Pei Zayin is more specific in terms of what he wants in terms of the Shtei Mezuzahs v'Mashkov. The two issues between the Rush and the Rambam. The Rambam holds you need like the door deluxe, and the Rush is much more minimal. Yeah. So Lamasa, I'm not sure. That's an interesting question. I'm not sure. That issue of Tezvav, of the losses, I think that we already discussed, right? A three-way machlokas, Rashi, Tosas, the Rambam, how to read that Gemara. Rav Nachman said, Tili Dashi Beresha. I can't put mezuzah, it says to Reish Galusa, in your new home, in the new construction, until the doors are attached. So the Rashi Tosfos debated whether it had to do with I need the Hecker Tzir to figure out which way is right, which way is left? Or was it a problem that the doorposts themselves weren't yet attached, and I can't put mezuzah on the doorpost until the doorpost attached to the house has a task for it also? The Rambam says, no, without doors. Not tli dashi bereisha, put up the doorposts and the hinges. I mean, I need the doors. Without the doors, if I have mezuzah, and that's going to be a problem. You put up too early of tas of a lovely no usar. The Shach does take that Rambam pretty seriously, being that he is quoted in the Mechaber, in Sifta as well, as a Yesh Mishapoter. No one says, no one post Rambam thinks that you don't put up mezuzah at all, but the Shach does say you should avoid the bracha issue, and he even says if you're not going to put up the door for a while, the Shach Zivkan Chavei says, really, you should put up mezuzah right away. We ordered fancy doors that we need are in back order. So it's going to be weeks, months until we get the doors. But we're moving it now. It'll even be days. We're moving it right now. The Mechaim is right now. So what do I do? So Shach writes, put mezuzah now. And then when we install the doors, take mezuzah down and put it back up. Because that will avoid your machin in both directions. For the non-Rambam, it's chayv right away. So you can't have to put mezuzah right away. Rambam would say, yeah, be not chayv now. And if we put up before the doors, the tassel will say when the doors come. He says, and then Shach says, try to avoid, you have to figure out what you do with the bracha. See, he says that you should come try to, Rav Shach is not ready to make a bracha either time, which is fascinating. It's a little bit of a problem. Why not make a bracha at least the second time? Then you're vada chayv. That's because it's already up. It's a hemshach. It's a hemshach. That's what we had earlier.
If you had like a kid to take it down, so it's like it fell. Wouldn't that be like as if it fell?
But if that was big, if it was big, was my idea.
Yeah, but I have to take it much later.
Yeah, but I don't think I don't know if you need shlichus.
If you tell me, it still might be.
It doesn't matter. You can take it down and leave it over. Leave it down for overnight, and then put it up the next day, and then rough up.
Yeah, that's interesting. Right. On the other hand, I don't have the right to leave the door without mezuzah for a day.
You can. I mean, you do it for
a day. I have no choice. They have to do bedikah. So I have no choice. They have to do back.
But you send in for bedikah. You can send in for bedikah.
The Shach says, it's put up a month. It's put up recently. I don't need bedikah. The Shach says, try to both times to put it up together with other mezuzahs. So that's going to be, somebody else is making a bracha mevada. That's going to be tough for both times. Yeah. I'm also not sure. I never got clarity that what I never found. I don't know if I ever had anyone who talks about this. The Rambam has a din again. It's on the Rambam's 10-9. No one else holds of it. And you need the lasos based on his reading that Gemara Lamedim with Aleph. So how you magir delos? A sliding door presumably is a door. How about a B door? Or I have a curtain. Like I'm not sure what the hagdar is. I'm not sure. Okay, but those are the issues in Sifri Gimel, those are the issues in Sifri Tezvav. Yudal, you also spoke about, that's the machlokas, you saw the Rishonim have how to read that Gemara Lama Gimel Bey, the Pispi Shimoi, and when the Gemara says, Shini Shakufi and Tikra, the question is, what does Tikra mean? Does Tikra mean a roof? Does Tikra just mean a mashkel? The mashkel will get to Reish Peizan. That's in the rules of the doorway. But then again, Tosis had said it must be that can't be that that tikra actually means a roof because Shari Chatzeres Achai. That was the third answer to the question. Shari Chatzeres or the first answer. The Rosh says the Tosis in the Chanami. There is no need for a roof ever. But the Rosh says, no, I'll defend Rashi. You do need a roof, but the Chatzeres are an exception. Okay, and then finally, two closing things. Number one, the Pesach Tshuva raises here the discussion of Tasa v'lo min ha'asoi. Pesach Tshuva Sefer Gimel and Sefer Daled also. So if you doubt, he quotes the Derech HaChaim Siddur again. That several Achronim say that Tassel Amna Asse is only if it was originally put up when it was Pater. But let's say, for instance, let's say, according to the Rambam, I have a normally built house with doors, I put up mezuzah, and then the doors have to be removed for some reason. I have to fix something about the door. They take the door down and put the door back up. Tassel Amna Asse. Acharon would say, no. That's chayv. And then the original masa was the hechsher, and then it became pater, and now we just put it back, restored the chiyuv. That's not from tassel v'nosoi. Tassel v'nosoi is have to be taaseh. You have to have had a masa that made it kavua.
So if a wall of a sukkah fell, a third wall, you have two walls, and then you put it.
Put the wall back up. Lachora, you would not have to. According to that,
or is that like loses its shame of a room itself, or this retains?
I'm not sure. Or offhand, you would say it should be the same thing. I did find, if you take a look, I think I might put this in my Makamos, the Maga, the Pizkachuva quotes from a series of Achronim. I found that there's a Rishon, and maybe others as well. The Hagos Maimon, the bottom of the Rambam, who quotes Chachmei Ashkenaz, the common different topics Rambam is discussing, quotes from a Simcha, that Pizperek Vav, Sivkat and Vav, and the Hagos Maimon, says explicitly, that this you said, that as long as the original asiyah was behechsher, even though then it became pater and rechayv again, that's not a problem. Tazma asiyah is derived from the Gemara. So you got to figure out how far you go. And then finally, siv tezayin, the harbi chadar zeh tlimi zeh, kum chayv mezuzah, a whole series of rooms, one after the other, all chayv mezuzah, meaning, that's the chiddush there, meaning not only that you can have multiple rooms in the house and all of them are chayv mezuzah, but even if all the multiple rooms are all just hallways. I have a hallway leads to another hallway, another hallway. Finally, at the very end, I have Chayat Rebbe Kivei, the Vilna Gaon. We'll quote the Vilna, it's a classic Vilna Gaon. What does the Vilna Gaon say in this Sif? This is based on the Rambam. See, Sif Kan Tezayin, it happens to line up with Sif Tezayin. Sif Kan Tezayin, Vei Ragra, Ayein Le'el Sif Zayin Ches Tesh Beis. Trying to be as brief as possible. Those are all the places we already had the idea of the Pesach HaMevi Lidei. So I can have a series of five rooms. One leads to A, leads to B, leads to C, leads to D, leads to E, which then leads to the bedroom. All the other ones were just essentially hallways. That's fine, because those are all Pesachim HaMevi Lidei, a single bias. That was the Beis Shar and Siv Zayin, Beis Shar and Siv Ches, Beishar and Siftes, and Sif Yudei, the Shesh Suk Sukh Shal Yotzim. So those are all those cases, the Pesach Mevi Day, where we discuss why Yudei was an exception as Potter. So here, this is another application of that basic Yisuf. Okay, Chavi Yashikayach, I'm glad to take more questions as we head down to the definition, glad to shmooze more. And Rich said next week we're headed into heavier duty issues of Tzuras HaBayis. So these are complicated Gemaras of the Pesach, multiple Pesachim, and the Ragel and the Ein Ragel. You have to start thinking about elevators also. Actually, interesting question. Like an example, a practical example of Tezayin is the stairwell. You have the front door into the lobby, which then leads to the door into the stairwell, and then you have the door out of the stairwell onto the front, then you walk down the hallway and you get to the apartment. So all those, assuming that it was a Beis Yisrael, leave out the Beis HaShuk from Yeshua, all those doors would be Chayiv. That's a lobby, that's maybe the day stairwell, that's maybe the day hallway, that's maybe the day...
Maybe it's like a big department.
Sorry?
Does it have to be dollar on dollar?
Alright, that's a good question. That's an interesting application of Rabbi Noach. Is it saying Rabbi Noach said, I don't care about the fact that the Chatzar is roofless, it's not maybe the day, it's saying it should be true for Dr. Galvin also. That's what that's exactly true. That's the front door of your house. If you have a front door of the house, it leads into like a flappish house with like a small foyer. Right? My parents' house is a front room. It's wide and shallow. Might not be.
It depends just, on who's.
Let's say it was.
Which is the Rambam you're talking about, right? You're saying it's like long?
But you do have a mezuzah on the front door, because even if the front room is not tight, that's maybe the day of everything else.
Yeah, like the one directly into the house, though.
No, but the same way, that's like Shara Chatzeres. Okay. Except again, you're swapping.
Right, you're never having groups first.
I mean, they're all going to be chayav. The question is just direction of where the mezuzah is going to be sitting.
No, see, the truth is, according to.
So Rosh should still be chayav, probably.
According to Rosh, you're chayav because that's normal for the front room to be pachas mi'al dal, whatever the front room is chayav. And then we're not allowed to be chayav because the Pesach HaMevli day, the inner room is dal dal. Let's say, though, you live in an area where it's abnormal to have a small front room. But you happen to have a small front room. The way it's built, awkwardly shaped, ends up not being dal dal, which is abnormal. So it's not orche to be pachas mi'al dal. So then the Rosh would say, your taka butter on their front door. That'd be a little strange. Right? Well, might be far beyond what all. Listen, that's Pesach HaMevli Deirachai, Deirachanami. As if you, if it leads into an unusually small room, so then but it's a real room with real doors, then lech ora, according to the Rosh, you would be putter on your front door. Sounds like you might maybe use Prabhupada's Kathy or you Prabhupada's Marasayan. It's like a real Marasayan. Observing jewelers in the house and the bazoom in front door. That's a real Marasayan. Okay, I think about that. It's a challenge. Okay.
No
food for thought,
no problem.